distinguish between the two sounds.
Yeah. You mentioned yesterday, I think you used the term stock for like cows and horses, maybe cattle all together. Any name like that that would cover, say, hens and geese and turkeys?
They call those flocks of chicken and geese. We call always by flock. What do you mean by flocks?
You talked about chicken. You know, a hen on a nest is a what kind of hen?
She's a laying hen or a setting hen.
And we're talking about chickens there. What about the part of the chicken that you like to, the kids like to get?
The wishbone.
You remember the legend that went with that? Y'all have some kind of superstition or something?
The story, the only one that I know anything about is that you, eats the meat from the wishbone, they ask someone to break the wishbone with them, they take it, and you break it, you make a wish, both make a wish, and whoever gets the longest part of the wishbone, their wish will come true.
Do you ever have any old name for, say, the inside parts, all the inside parts of the chicken that were edible, like the liver, say the heart, the gizzard, everything, all the inside parts were edible?
There's something, I've forgotten what we called it.
We call it hardslet or haslet or anything like that?
No, now in the pigs we always called it hog. Haslet was the liver and the lights and so forth of the hog. When we kill that, we always call that the hog haslet.
Ever use antral or lights and liver? Or?
No.
Say, if it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say it's what time is?
It's time to take care of the animals is mostly what we say.
And I'll ask you a couple of questions about calls that people might use. May have heard your grandfather use to the animals. Say, if he wanted to get his cows into the pasture, what might he remember?
Well, my grandfather had a cow horn that he had made a horn out of, and he would blow through that and the cows would come.
Oh.
And we also, then my uncle had, he'd always take his hay and his feed out in a little pickup truck, and he would blow the horn and they would come to that.
What about if he wanted to get his cows to stand still during milking, did he have anything he'd say to them?
No, because he'd always feed them while they were feeding in the stall while he'd milk.
Yeah, I guess they'd come still with it. Do you have any special call to a calf or anything like that?
I don't think so, but to the pig he always called suey, suey.
Suey?
Suey.
Does that mean for the pigs to come?
For the come, uh-huh.
What about chickens? Any calls to chickens?
I don't think so. I never heard
of them.
What
do you want to make them scatter? What might he say?
He'd say shh.
And, any calls to the horses to get them to come in? You know, said they were out of pasture.
Only he'd call them by name, tell them to come in. Yeah, everything he had was named, every animal he ever owned, he named them.
Yeah, I guess that the animal responds pretty smart idea.
If you start with them, yes. Mm-hmm.
And so you had you know, your two horses or two mules, something you're working with. Do you have a special name, or do you ever hear anybody have a special name for, say, the one on the left or the one that walks in the furrow?
There would be a lead mule or a lead horse.
And if something's right, say something's not right here at hand, you might say, well, it's just a little, over a little.
It's just a little distance away.
And say you're traveling over, maybe going to Miami or something, you don't get as far as the Lake Coil, somewhere before dark, you say you still have a what to go along.
I still have quite a distance to go.